This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say yes to today, as we're about, what, are we a third of the way through fall? I think we are, right? Starts September 22nd. Yeah, we're a little more than a third of the way. So what are the rules when it comes to enjoying fall and enjoying yourself? There are a lot of rules, right? Life is full of rules. We have to follow the rule.
What are the rules about this?
What, the rules about fall?
Yeah, what are the rules about enjoying fall? I wouldn't think there would be any.
Actually, no, well, you actually set the tone more than I do because you love the fall. So you can set the rules.
I love the winter.
Ah, boo.
I love the winter. Fall is the gateway.
Double boo. Yeah, I know, yeah.
Fall says summer
Triple
is done.
Triple boo. Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that what you... what we have here in this little flying machine that we call the Good Day program is I remember an article 20 years ago in a trade publication about this program. The fellow who wrote the article titled the article "A Little Show That Could," and it's kind of been the rule here. We've stuck to the values of good conversation with great teammates over the years. I have not let anybody violate those rules with nasty conflict and the things that in the long term they're very destructive. So I just think that you gotta put your heart into the work that you do, no matter what it is. Just not just this, but whatever it is, you need to. The rule for me is to give it your all. And some people are good at that, some people are not. Some people imagine having a job that you spend 8 or 10 hours a day at and you don't like it. Oof, hours.
Yeah, so much of your
day. Rule number one, the thing that Bill Maher has on his show every week, new rules. And the rule should be that you like what you do and you love the time that you spend doing what you spend most of your time doing, which is being creative, right? That's what work is about, creating something. You started to say something, excuse me.
Well, no. Well, but moving on with what you were just saying, it's one of those things that sometimes, if you can change your circumstances, change your circumstances. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. Unfortunately, not everybody can. And if that's the case, then change your attitude about your circumstances, because you don't have to necessarily like your job to still work to find the positive.
Make it work for
but
you.
Also
yes.
But also once you exit the door, once you leave work for the day, then leave work behind. It'll be there tomorrow. And mm-hmm. check out and get into the stuff that you do like to do, what fills your soul.
So many people are so wrapped up in their work that they take it with them, especially mm-hmm. with the advent of all of the smart media that's around that's supposed to help us in our lives and basically just creates disarray.
Well, and it's been expected for so many generations that if you aren't available at 6 p.m. when your job ended at 4:30 or 5, then you're a problem and you will be replaced.
It's
been this mindset that I feel like it's not that the workers took on themselves. It was almost encouraged, and the whole like crushing it and you're a boss and you worked every day last week. You worked on the day of your wedding, you worked every day on your honeymoon, you're awesome, you're killing it. Like, it was this mentality that is mm-hmm. so far from the truth and the reality.
Mm-hmm. Well, but it was that reality has been created, and the definition of success these days sometimes comes out of that pot boiling, as you described it. So let us talk about success. There's a group of fifth graders who saved their allowance money to buy special glasses for a colorblind classmate. How about that? 10 years old, and they thought this through. Jaron Casillas is the fifth grader at Glen Hope Elementary School who grew up with color blindness. And apparently the youngsters in the class knew that he was colorblind. And so this is something. Imagine, put yourself into understanding what color blindness is all about. You can't enjoy a sunrise because you don't know what the blue sky looks like or the beautiful yellow colors that come from the sun or the green in the lawns or this time of year, the things you're talking about, the colors of the trees. It's a condition in which a person sees color differently than most people. And so you can't distinguish between red and green, blue and yellow, and there's no cure for it.
Types of color blindness where some things just all look brown.
Yeah, right. Some people say we ought to ask Warren this. Are dogs colorblind? Have you ever heard that story?
I have.
Yeah. Are they? Do you know? How would one know?
That's what I was wondering. I believe that that's true, but I am curious how they would have known.
Yeah, let's ask Warren.
Because young child, the young fifth grader, when he first started talking, he couldn't really tell his parents the color of things, but it wasn't until he was like, look, Mommy, look at this beautiful green sunrise, that she was like, wait, what?
Huh? Yeah. Not quite. So good for them, good for him. Good for everybody involved in that sort of thing. It's really that's the time when you know the parents have done the right thing. You know, the parents of these youngsters that came up with the idea of raising money or getting the money. Yep. Those are the children that you want on the same. You want to have those children as friends with your children, right? Have them in the same class, the same right, exactly. All right, so with good comes bad. We were just talking about some of the things that are on the air that I have sort of discounted over the years. And when I look at the opposite, what is the old expression, opposites attract? I can't imagine that being the case in the case of Alex Jones, who is some of you, well, hopefully many of you remember, not for good reason, loudmouth talk show host. The program's called InfoWars. And he's been spreading lies about stuff pretty much since he was on the air. And the top of the heap in terms of his stories about the 2012 Sandy Hook school shootings in Connecticut, parents sued him and won in court. He promptly declared bankruptcy to avoid having to pay the $1 billion that he was ordered to pay to these families. And guess what, Alex? You lost. Even though you have declared bankruptcy, the courts say you still have to pay.
Yeah.
So, you know, you...
It was malicious, saying that it didn't happen or that it was staged.
Yeah, he's a horrible representative of this format, frankly.
No parent should ever have to bury their child, and especially in such a way, and then to have somebody deny your hurt and your pain and your trauma.
Yeah. It's interesting. It went this far, though. That shows you how malicious the courts found him to be. And then the judge says there's no safe harbor in the bankruptcy court for something like this. So he's being held accountable for his words and his actions. And no matter where he goes or what he does for the rest of his life, you declare bankruptcy and then you can kind of work your way out of it. But he owes now a total of $1.4 billion in damages from all of the cases that were brought against him by the families who were grieving. There was a youngster who died in the attack. And that was a special part of it. He was supposed to pay $965 million to the eight families whose loved ones were lost in the attack. And then the family of the youngster who died, they got $49 million out of him. And then $473 million in punitive damages. Will he ever pay it off? Nah, probably not. But he'll have the rest of his life to think about it because he won't be able to do anything that recreates what he had before. He's still on the air. Not many stations carry him anymore for obvious reasons. But when you look at the way, it's just, I suppose, it's part of the human condition. Who finds this stuff, this garbage? interesting to listen to, compelling or important. Who
mm-hmm. is people can actually believe it, whether they love him yeah. and they believe what he's saying, or the whole loving to hate things where people yeah. hate listen to stuff, hate watch things.
But is it the same?
Like, enjoyable for some reason.
Is it the same thing that attracts people to Trump? Is it that sort of thing? I'm not suggesting that Jones and Trump are the same, but there's something.
Well, back before Donald Trump was the president, back when he yeah. was
the
before
apprentice.
He was even a before he was even doing reality television and all of this stuff, when he was pretty much just a celebrity for having a lot of money and kind of being a celebutant, if
yeah.
you will.
Yeah.
He still had a big following of people who loved him, enjoyed him, yeah. found him humorous, or loved yeah. to hate him. Yeah. yeah. People. Yeah. He's always driven these strong reactions out of people, whether they were for mm-hmm. him or against him. And he's an intelligent man, clearly, as far as he's done. And he turned part of that into a business of how yeah. people feel about him.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, here's an interesting anecdotal reality. You talk about all the strikes going on in our country, the UAW, the people who are SAG-AFTRA. Well, there are a lot of women in Iceland who are on strike this week. Because, and this includes the woman who's prime minister, participating in a walkout to draw attention to the systematic gender pay gap. It's Women's Day Off, they call it, highlighting the contribution of women to the society up there. It's a very interesting, very cultured country, actually. I only stopped there once on my way to England, in Reykjavik. But there are, in this circumstance, in this country, 40 organizations, Public Workers Union, the largest union in the walkout. There are a lot of other women who were encouraged to stop work, even unpaid work, stop for the whole day, right? They strike for the whole day. Actually, the first strike with women went back to 1975.
Mm-hmm. And Iceland is who has closed the gap the most so far across the globe.
Yeah. Yep. So, interesting reality there for them to deal with. It's 18 after the hour now on the Today Good Day program. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
It's a social media time, things that are trending. Every day we have our own set of trending stories that Jay culls out of our conversations. The Good Day download, the podcast of what happens at gooddayshow.com. There are things going on every day. Some of them we know a lot about. The podcast that's up there right now is a focus in part on, well, every day we cover, what, how many, ever count how many things we talk about in the course of a day, Jay?
I have not, but we should.
Yeah, right.
I wonder what the average is, because some days there are less topics, but because there's just, there are such heavy topics that there's so much conversation to be had, and then other days it's like, whoa, we covered a lot of ground.
Yeah. 24, 25, I think, is the average when you take all the various things, not only in the body of the program, but the essence of the things that we bring to folks as general help items, Warren Eckstein, Tom Kreitler, you know, that kind of stuff. So anyway, this will be in the highlight reel for for the Good Day download today. The suit by 42 attorneys general, 42 states, are suing Facebook and Instagram and the owner of those four aforementioned entities, Meta. These people allege that features on the Facebook and Instagram social media are addictive and aimed at children. And I think it's time that they did go after him, and I hope they get millions out of him, frankly. There's not many unlikable characters. Right, let me put it this way. There aren't many characters as unlikable as Mark Zuckerberg. He's completely, not a little, but just complete. Probably his wife loves him and maybe his mother, but that's about it. So anyway, this is something, we talk about bipartisanism. Everybody wants to sue this guy.
Yeah.
And so anyway, the Colorado AG said this is not an action we take lightly. No, because it's expensive and it won't be decided quickly because these guys have got a lot of money and they'll throw it. They'll tie this up in knots probably for years as they continue to screw over their... I mean, why would... I say this... We talk about Facebook and the stuff that I post on Facebook with regularity because it's things that I love, my children and my grandchildren and things that are happening on the farm and stuff. So I don't necessarily get involved in the behind-the-scenes dirt.
Yeah.
And these people are dirty.
Or what kids are playing with, and a lot of these filters, the selfie lenses, they are fun, but they can be addicting, especially the ones that almost Photoshop you, and then everybody just looks like this perfect, what they feel like might be their perfect view of themselves, and then it becomes vanity issues once that filter is gone, and then these children are left with a self-esteem of, like, nothing.
Yeah. Well, the folks at Meta said, quote, "We're disappointed that instead of working productively with companies across the industry to create age-appropriate standards, they're doing this." Hey,
well, what's stopping
they've been
them?
After you for any number of years to smarten up. This is not like they just decided one day, the 42 of them, let's go find somebody to sue. These people have been screwing over the people who provide them with basically billions of dollars a year. And we're the suckers. We keep doing it. I'm on Facebook. Why am I still on Facebook? I ask myself that question. I don't, you know, Instagram's the same thing. And people say, well, I'm using Instagram. You're using the same. It's the same stuff. And where do you go? The TikTok, they're no good because the Chinese government is behind them. So what's left? What do you use that isn't dirty?
A phone.
Yeah, thank you.
Text somebody.
Jay, I'm very happy to know you.
Likewise.
Yes, thank you very much. All right. 28 after the hour. It is food for thought, isn't it, huh?
You are supply, and lately there's lots of demand. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Before the pandemic, websites were offering to help you find a job. Back to the future, the help wanted sign is everywhere. So this may be a good time to ask for a raise. The boss will be all ears if you've taken on extra duties while the shop is shorthanded. Otherwise, test the waters. You will seem like quite the catch if you ask questions that demonstrate you've done your homework and if you seem eager to pitch in. And when it's time to talk turkey, let them bring it up and assume it's their opening bid. And this is when to ask about benefits, overtime, and other details. For instance, is there a place to park? How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Numerous media reports are indicating roughly 24 people are dead after a mass shooting in Maine. The shooting took place in Lewiston, which is about 150 miles north of Austin. Roughly 60 people were injured in the shooting. It happened after firearms expert Robert Card, armed with a rifle, opened fire at multiple locations. Residents in the area were told to shelter in place into the night. The manhunt for Card continues. U.S. officials are reporting Israel has agreed to delay its Gaza ground offensive to allow a U.S. missile defense system to become operational in the area. The Wall Street Journal says the U.S. wants a position missile defense system to shield American troops against Iran-backed attacks. Two dozen American military personnel were injured last week in a series of drone attacks at U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, it's Jen, one in on the action. Call the Doug line right now, 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Do you remember? I hope you remember. There's going to be a test on today's program later on. And if we get all the answers right, maybe we'll send you to Las Vegas.
Ooh, nice.
How's that, Jay? Pretty good deal, huh? Pretty good deal?
Like
the shift your attitude. That's where it all starts. Doug and Jay on Good Day with the story of a man who claims that he is owed $1 million. He won after his housekeeper found a lottery ticket that was forgotten. In essence, the housekeeper was cleaning up. This guy lives here in Massachusetts. He purchased a $15 million money maker lottery ticket, but then he put it away someplace. Been collecting dust for a long time. And his housekeeper found the ticket in a vase.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And he gives her a nice chunk
of
this.
Yeah. Like, what, 10%?
Yeah, 10, 15 maybe.
He won $1 million in the instant ticket game. I've never played that. I don't play those games because they don't get all the attention. But there are a lot of people who win some pretty good cash. So he got $650,000 when he collected the other day. And he wanted to give some of the money to charity. But I would think you're right. That's the store that sold the ticket got $10,000. So is that appropriate to give the $10,000 to the lady who found it, who's cleaning his house? Would that be good?
Yeah. Well, yes, because, I mean, that ticket would just be going to waste because I'm sure there's a... What's the time limit for something like this?
I think it's a year.
I know with the big jackpot stuff, it's a year. But I don't know if that's the same with this.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. You wake up, that's some $650,000, which better off than what yesterday as far as money is concerned. Hooray! Let's have a party. We're having a party. Speaking of parties, notice how clever I got cleverly into this next discussion about parties. Not that kind of a party, the Republican Party. I frustrate myself sometimes thinking because I'm a Republican at heart, but the soul of the Republican Party is not where my soul is politically. So I find myself at a place in my life where I'm like not a man without a country, but a lot of people describe themselves as independent.
Well, that's what I used to. I used to describe myself as independent until I realized saying you are independent means you're part of the independent party, which is still a party.
Yeah.
So unaffiliated is when you don't have any. But I have been hearing more and more of people who are Republicans who still feel like they are Republicans but have removed themselves from the party because they feel like the Republican Party isn't even a Republican. They're not even truly Republican anymore. They've become something else.
It's all about... when I was a kid, the Republican Party was Eisenhower. And everybody loved I Like Ike. And everybody loved Eisenhower. He won the war, in essence. And so the Republican and the Democrats both tried to get him to run. And he decided he was a Republican, and that's how he ran. At that time, and even as I grow into an adult, thinking about where I was until... Actually, the last Republican I voted for who won nationally was George Bush the father. And that was the last time I voted for a Republican presidential candidate, frankly. He left me in the dust with the promise, read my lips, no new taxes. I took that seriously, and so I didn't vote for him the second time around. And so you look at the party then, a lot of, and the way it's changed, the establishment figures are so different. I mean, there was always a home for big business, for sure. There was always a home for religious, I don't know if I want to call them conservatives, but, people who had religion. Let's put it, maybe that's the best way to, we have had religion. And now we've come upon this situation where a man is a god in the minds of some. And nobody, if you ask him, most of the people can't tell you why. So the bad guy with the Trumpers is Mitt Romney, who has been focused on trying to bring the party back to the way it was when it was more successful. And their divisions weren't as pronounced as they are right now. And it's just something to think about. I've been thinking about it myself because I want to support somebody who is a winner or could be a winner. And I mean a winner in every sense of the way, not just because you get more votes, but who is this person? Is it someone that you really want to be associated with? Some people love to be associated with Trump. I get it. Or whomever. There are a lot of people who love to be associated with Biden, though. Have you noticed?
I can't recall the last person I'm like, that Joe Biden, I tell you.
Yeah.
He's one of the best presidents this country has ever seen. I'm not sure I've heard those words.
No, he's one of the worst. You've heard people say he's one of the worst presidents we've ever had.
The whole administration. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a horror show. All right, anyway. Let's talk about flying, because there are a couple of things in the news that people might want to know about. officials investigating the story of a state senator who boarded a flight to Hong Kong with a gun in his luggage. What a dope. Right? Jeff Wilson, arrested in Hong Kong after he was discovered having a firearm in his carry-on luggage.
Huh? See, I feel like this is one of a similar situation as, why am I blanking on her name? Brittany, who had the weed, no, the weed pen. And was detained.
Oh, Griner?
Griner, yes.
Yeah,
and
right.
It's one of those things that he probably does this all the time when he travels. He just forgot.
Put the gun in his bag? No. You can't travel anywhere with a gun in your bag.
Interchecked luggage? Yes, you can.
But he can't carry it on the plane. This is a carry-on bag.
Oh, I thought this was his checked luggage.
No,
I can't defend that. But but I do think that sometimes people, they just get into their normal routine and habits doing something, and they forget, oh, I'm going to a different place, this isn't allowed, or they forgot they even did it. And trying to take that in a carry-on, that's like, you just weren't even thinking. Did you straight up check out?
Yeah, right, Conzo. All right, James Collins is at our main studio in Dallas. The Dallas Morning News this morning has the best of all the stories I've seen about this off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot.
Oh, really?
Have you heard this story?
I haven't. Tell me all about it.
Joseph. Oh, thank you. That was very dramatic, James. Okay. That's right on cue. Very good, kid. That's good. Joseph, I'm going to have to chuckle about this for a second. All right, but this is pretty serious stuff. Joseph David Emerson, pilot for Alaska Airlines, asked for the jump seat on a flight, and apparently he went cuckoo. As the plane was in the air, this guy tries to take control of the plane, tries to push the pilot out of the seat, tries to shut the engines off, and they're like 23,000 feet. So as you can imagine, there was a tassel in the... I chuckle about this a little bit, but if let's say this guy had been bigger and able to control what was going on in the cockpit, it wouldn't have been a pretty picture for the people on the plane.
Can you imagine being a passenger on this? Like, you hear this commotion and all of this, and you're just kind of like, what is happening in the cockpit?
So apparently this guy had taken psychedelic mushrooms the day before, and he has questionable mental health concerns, or there are people who have concerns about him. So how did this guy stay as a pilot would be my question. So the state of Oregon says they're going to file 83 counts of attempted murder on this guy because of what he tried to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to court. Federal prosecutors charge this guy with interfering with a flight crew. This is going to be nasty for this guy. He's done, obviously, as a pilot. He could be done, period. They could throw him in jail for the rest of his life. And all because of psychedelic mushrooms. Apparently, he struggles with depression, and that's another reason he should. See, this is a perfect argument, again, for having... They're a little more lax with pilots getting promoted with less experience and younger and younger all the time, because there are so many more people that, after COVID, gone back to flying. The demand is there for pilots. Instead of doing what they're doing, the government should somehow or other, somebody needs to wake up. At 65, there are plenty of people who could keep flying a plane for another 5 years. I'm talking about commercially, 10 years, whatever. It shouldn't be based on age. It should be based on your mental and physical health.
Yes, yeah.
This guy at 44 had no business flying a plane. Shouldn't have been near a cockpit. But it was known, apparently, by some of his supervisors, the guy had a few emotional problems. Lives in Pleasant Hill, California. Imagine being on a flight. He was on a flight from Washington to San Francisco. And you look at, I think he had his wife with him, too, if I'm not mistaken. I think I saw that in one of the stories about this. Anyway, the flight attendant actually was the one who wrestled him away from the cockpit and put restraining. I don't know what they did, but they placed his hands They wrapped them up in something. I don't know what.
I think they have those plastic thingies nowadays.
What do they call those?
You use them for like
tie wrap,
cords together and stuff.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah.
But there was a passenger that spoke with a news outlet saying that it wasn't. Nobody was truly sure what was happening at the time until a flight attendant came on the loudspeaker and said that there's an emergency situation. The plane needs to land immediately. And then 15 minutes later came back on and was like, there's a medical emergency. We are landing. Basically, like, sit down, fasten up, buckle up.
I think about the time I spend flying. And the flights I take are pretty long, usually. How'd you like to have that? You're 6 hours from your destination. Let's say you're over the Pacific Ocean on your way to Hawaii from Los Angeles, and somebody tries to pull a stunt like this. Where do you go? Right? There's no place to go.
Yeah, at that point, it's just like, okay, if you're halfway, if you haven't made it halfway, you have to turn around and go back. And if you are over halfway, you just need to continue on.
Yep. I was just looking at some of my plans here, I'm looking at the situation with American Airlines and their flight attendants. Flight attendants union announced this week that they're going to strike if they don't get what they want, probably in December. Won't that be swell? Those of us who have trips already booked.
That's so
on American. Oh, yeah, it'd be great. And so you wonder. They've settled with the pilots union and most of the other, but they haven't settled with the flight attendants. I always chat up the flight attendants when I'm on my trips, and I was talking to one fellow who loves American, loves his job. And those are the kind of people that you like to be around. It feels good. He was just so bright and alert and happy, and he said, hey, can I give you some more cookies? I said, sure!
Like,
why
yes,
not?
Please.
Yes, please. I'll have some more. Can I have another ice cream sundae, too, while you're at it? 48 past the hour here on the Pleasant Good Day program.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now, 53 after the hour, the familiar sound of the theme to the Pet Show, starring the one, the only, Warren Eckstein. Everybody, a big round of applause. Yay!
Yay!
Yay for Warren! Yay! All right, so enough of that stuff. The fact that there was a group of fifth graders who bought special glasses for a colorblind classmate brought me around to thinking about dogs. And whether or not, in fact, there is a rumor, or there has been a rumor, that dogs are colorblind. And I figured, okay, who knows better about this than Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show? So, are dogs colorblind? And other animals, too.
Well, first of all, let me just tell you for the record that I am totally colorblind. I see no colors.
I do remember that. Yeah, now it's mentioned.
And a little bit of yellow. So the bottom line is, when I was studying in Europe years ago, the questions always came up, can dogs see color? Here's the bottom line. What we did is we took three rows, three lines. We painted one yellow, one blue, and one red. At the end of one of them, at the end of the yellow one or the blue one, which I forget which one exactly, we put odorless food. Okay, no food, odorless food. And the dog went down, the first one, we showed him where the food was on that specific color. Then we changed the rotation of the colors, moved him to different locations, but the dog consistently went back to the same one where the food was. So in terms of color blindness, now the new studies are indicating they may not see the same colors that we do, but they can definitely differentiate between shades. So I believe they can even see a little bit more color than we give them credit for. So, yeah,
right.
I believe that dogs can see color, but not in the same way that we do.
All right. So that's good. I don't want to think that my dog, Daisy, doesn't see all the beauty that there is in the world, including I wish she could look in a mirror and see how beautiful she is.
But remember, Doug, that that dogs see beauty through their nose. The world is through their nose. They eat through their nose. They see through their nose. Their nose is their most important sense. Their olfactories, by the way, was my specialty. So their nose is incredible. They see via their nose. That's why dogs that lose their vision do incredibly well.
All right. That was what happened to Charlotte. Remember, she lost her eyes, and she was okay for a couple of years after that. All right, here's the announcement from a... This is sort of a class-action lawsuit against PetSmart. The groomers, apparently, there's one specific incident of a pet store, one of the PetSmart stores, groomers killing a dog. So I wonder, from your perspective, how when you bring a dog for a nail clipping or to get washed or whatever, is that a good, safe, sane way to handle the problem of dogs? My dog has a very difficult time with her nails getting done. So she's, you know, she makes a lot of racket and thrashes around.
You have to choose the groomer. You have to know the groomer. You have to get references for the groomer. This is not an unusual case. Over the years, I've dealt with hundreds of cases where, for example, years ago, there was a case in New York where they have these dryers on the cages where the dogs are drying after being bathed, and they forgot about a dog, and the dryer was there, and the dog died from being overheated. So what I would really recommend people do is get references, educate the people. In the first couple of times I took my dogs to a groomer when I lived in New York, bottom line is I stood outside the store till the grooming was done, and I watched everything that was done every time, and I made sure they had a really good reputation, even checked with the veterinarians that they use.
That sounds like a great bit of advice. Did you hear that, everybody? Why don't you go through that one more time with people paying attention now that I said listen to what Warren says. So what should you do? What did you do?
I always recommend that you interview them the same way you would interview a pediatrician for a kid, even though, you know, you're leaving the dog with them very often for 5-6 hours while they're being groomed. But I would actually stay. The first few times I would stay, and I would watch, and I would make sure the grooming's done properly. But the most important thing is a behaviorist. Everyone knows their dog. Everyone's their own dog's behaviors. They understand how their dog reacts, what their dog looks like when they're depressed or happy. Really take a close look at your dog's reaction when they come from the groom. Take a look if the dog is happy, is upbeat, how he reacts to the groomer, and that's indicative of what's going on. But very often people go to these, you know, these big shops like the PetSmart. By the way, I'm in Phoenix right now, so PetSmart's around the corner from me. Their headquarters. Right. The bottom line is that really be careful, especially with these big chains, because there's a lot of turnovers. You don't want a different groomer every week. You want a groomer that gets to know your dog, just like a veterinarian. You want someone who really gets to know your dog. And the first few times, bring your dog there. Don't have him groomed. Just bring him there to get to know the person who ultimately is going to be grooming.
All right. You want to celebrate Day of the Horse Day? Today is Day of the Horse Day. So if you have a horse, I guess...
Every day is Day of the Horse. Every day is the Day of all the Animals Day to me. I don't have a horse day, a dog day. Every day is special.
Every day is Animal Day. That's a good... that'd be the slogan for the pet show. Check it out. Warren and the PetShow.com here.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.